1-800-313-9443. Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
This is Parker Pathways at Republic Broadcasting. .org, and the call number is 800-313-9443, and this is a live show, and want to pick up on a couple points about the Federal Drug Administration analysis that they haven't changed their evaluation methods for nearly 50 years, and about the same evaluation systems they had when the Russians put up Sputnik, and that was the year that they had the basic change. Otherwise, they claim they're underfunded, but actually the lobbyists are working very hard to keep the FDA where it is right now. So you have a lot of poisons in the food. You have a lot of viruses in the blood. You have these immunotherapies for cancer can't be advanced as they should because the Federal Drug Administration has developed their models, of which they say, well, it doesn't fit into their stage of development in terms of process and how to do the research. And this is huge news in terms of of drawing a line in the sand as to who controls the decision on life and death issues for humans. So what's happening is that the Federal Drug Administration is actually proposing changes which have an open door for a public comment until the 19th of this month. That would be February 19, 2008. And one of the changes that they want to make is to eliminate the Environmental Protection Agency's water standard to be replaced with a requirement that all water be safe for human consumption, all water. What they're trying to do there is to put in the recycled water system to come into what I have talked about as the exhibits traveling around the United States called the Sip of Conflict. These are model toilets in terms of things, the exposés of letting children use spoons and cups to be able to dip into the water of the model toilet and drink the water from the toilet. There are projects that are going on in Fairfax, Virginia, and El Paso, Texas, and in Southern California, and Irvine Ranch, which they've had the recycled water system, which I've talked about in terms of the cancer potentials for human beings. These are chemicals which have a very high rate of a death rate for humans and have been highly researched in peer review systems that I've talked about before. And then there is the addition, the FDA's addition, of what's called bioburden testing. And this is in-process testing, is called. And what bioburdens are markers concerning the amount of effect of what we do have in our body and how it will be legislate. Now, if you test a certain thing for the medical protocol and you have no input into it, then how are you going to be able to control how your medical care has really worked? If you have a government health care system, you will have nothing to say about the poisons that are in your body. That's the point of the bioburden change. This is open coming up comment. You can go to the Washington phone line, get the FDA, make your comment, and say, well, you don't want poisons in the water, you don't want it in the drug products particularly, you want sterilization change for clean equipment, you want different irradiation processes by which the medical protocols, and this is the basis why I want the United States of America population to rise up with an issue, which I'm putting together, of the constitutional amendment. That we have a right to vote what goes in our food and water and medical protocols. The first sentence of Hillary Clinton's statement last night in her Louisiana victory, or where she felt she won even though she didn't, is the fact that health care is a right. Well, I've gone to the eyeball to eyeball with Gorbachev, and I'm talking to the United Nations, says the water's a right, then why don't we have a right to vote what goes in that water? And the whole thing is that the healthcare system's the same way. We should have a right to vote what goes in the healthcare system. I would not trust any bureaucrat in terms of the United States of America that is controlled by the United Nations International Law Court on the terms of who lives and dies on the new socialized medicine that's being put forth in the new global world order. There's no way I'm going to accept it, and as long as I'm on air, I'm going to talk about it, and I don't care if the fairness doctrine, which is being proposed by the Democrats if they get in, particularly with Hillary Clinton, they want to stop this one paragraph on air, what I just told you about. And the fact that I exposed the fact that the FDA's on their evaluation system, on what's called the FDA's outside advisory panels, which is called the Science Board, has been suppressed in terms in the past 2 days, have been totally suppressed in exposing the FDA's ties with the concept of not having evaluation processes that are suitable for life. They want the pharmaceutical companies to make the decisions. And that's where it stands. So we have the concept of little things going on, saying, well, we'll give it to the states to work out. Well, how are you going to give the states in terms of things about the blood supply, for instance? If you have the FDA's blanket refusal to accept blood donations from any men who have engaged in what's called gay sex since 1977, that's a very legitimate regimen decision on protocol. But the homosexual people have, they call the gay men, say, do not argue that if they have HIV and hepatitis B and other infections, they feel that they're being singled out. So what do? They go to the United Nations and have this whole blanket concept of saying, well, health care is a right, so we have the right on that system. Well, what happens if you have a situation where we're faced right now with what the public doesn't realize is that any vaccine for AIDS is not working and hasn't worked for the past 10 years. So the whole process of the fact that the whole vaccine system has to be started again. It has to deal with a different clinical trial system in order to make this work. Well, the United Nations has seized on this and saying, well, the Merck vaccine system has to be done, and we want to have something to say with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and therefore we want to be able to control the fact that we want to determine who lives and dies based upon the blood supply and how the whole concept works. Then how is it you want to talk about law and the concept of it? How is it that for the past 20 years we've had cases where HIV patients have used the HIV blood as a weapon? There's a case out there in California where a fellow is HIV positive male, and he's accused of stabbing his estranged wife with a syringe on Thanksgiving Day of last year, and yelling that she was going to die like him, and the whole thing. Well, he's been charged with assault and domestic violence and the use of a deadly weapon with a syringe. Every kind of ACLU concept and the rest of it come to his fore using the FDA's leverage in terms of their brief, that the fact is that you cannot do that, embarrass this HIV patient because he tried to kill his estranged wife with a syringe full of HIV blood. These type of cases have been swept under the rug for so long that any time that you discuss the concept of how the research works or how the process can work in terms of how we determine what I call the economy of scale, which I've talked about on other Parker Pathway shows, where 5% of the population is a write-off, and that just a little bit of poison isn't going to hurt you type story. The whole thing is that there's another case in Atlanta, Georgia, of the same thing, where a mother passed an AIDS virus to her children by pre-chewing her food. And the whole process of the whole thing is people, they say, well, HIV isn't transmitted by saliva and the rest of it, which it is. When I went out the door in 2003 on chloramine caused colloidal health damage, I was talking about the concept as well as the HIV virus has what's called eight viruses in one. And that's why it's called HIV-2, HIV-3, and all these ones, and the one that kills you the most, there's the one that's HIV-3, which is instant death in terms of, I mean, these things are not told to the public. And the whole thing is, sure, you can transmit it by saliva, you can transmit things by fluids from the body and the rest of it, and we've been so propagandized by these special kinds of diseases that now we have the United Nations determining who gets told if they're going to be infected. Not only to control with the year of the potato in the year 2008 to control the food, but they've placed the HIV virus under their jurisdiction, taking it away from the FDA, who can't manage it anyway. We're coming back at the end of the break. 800-313-9443. Parker Pathways.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to mention our call in number 800-313-9443 on Parker Pathways. And whole process, I want to finish the, on HIV. The way the drugs are being set up today, memory cells of the body are called T cells. These are very important cells that give signals to other cells for the immune system to be kicked in. Now, what happens is with AIDS and with HIV, An HIV virus produces a protein. We'll just call it protein. It turns on a cell survival system of the body to keep the virus growing. It's like HIV is really similar, absolutely, in its pathway, in a cell survival pathway to a tumor cell. There's several steps in the enzymatic process to make this enzyme. It's called AKT. And it prevents the cell from committing suicide, which is called apoptosis, which is part of the cell destruction. Now, what happens here is that if you can find a way to keep the enzyme AKT in check, then you have a way to send another signal to block the AKT pathway, and the cells that are damaged by HIV, the immune system that causes death, can be blocked. Now, there are several drugs that are being tested. One is pyrifosine. It's a cancer drug, actually, and it's being used for leishmaniasis, which is in the South African countries, which is one of the reasons that a lot of people die there, because of this particular leishmania, which is a worm organism that gets into the bloodstream, blocks lymph glands. And then you have another drug, which is called mifepristone, and it's a closely related drug to perforcine. This kills macrocytes in the body, which are cells inside the blood stem cell system of the bone marrow. Now, these two drugs, if they are placed in their proper research format, can have great implications for other diseases that are offshoots from HIV. Now, to control that research under the Universal Health Plan, which is really can be called accurately the United Nations Health Plan, that's being proposed by presidential candidates, and Hillary Clinton's not the only one that's promoting this social communist fascist piece of crap, is the fact that the whole process is that they're trying to sell people in the workplace. Well, if the employer puts up some money to give you a 7 to 10 day pool of days that you can take off because you have a cold and we'll still pay you, well, everybody goes for that because that is an inconvenience. People sometimes have to have two jobs just to be able to live from day to day. So the whole thing comes down to it. All this weaves in to the concept of who controls that research to do that, and can you take a day off to be able to be in a clinical trial system to be able to work this out, to be able to have this research done. And I hope before the Parker Pathway Show is over today, I'll be able to talk a little bit more on how they're trying to weasel into that clinical trial system and get into the universal health care system, because there's a shortage of patients for clinical trials. One of the processes of this whole thing, this has to do a lot with the research that's going on in bioterrorism, because that's connected as well. There are certain labs that are opening up, for instance, good thing that they are, because high security labs on a safety level, a biosafety level 3, is very important for the new world war that's coming up, that's being expected anyway, and also to protect against terrorist attacks. So all of these things are intergrained, but the whole process is that the interest groups that are involved in these diseases, instead of trying to help in terms of working it out to say, well, we want to cooperate in terms of having the research done, are not cooperating. And this is the kind of thing that the public just doesn't hear. They just don't get in touch base with that. The other thing is that while I was interviewing my guest on the last Parker Pathway Show concerning deteriorated uranium, the whole concept is that while we were speaking, I was trying to bring up the fact that there were 2.7 million gallons of partially treated sewage and stormwater, which was being in the bay close to where my guest lived. and the whole thing, and she was not being contacted, nor was anybody else, and nor did she know about it in terms of totally. That's not because she's not an expert in knowing about her contaminated sewage water coming through her tap, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that this is the way the government works now. They have the concept that the contamination of these processes don't have to be reported to the public until after the fact, because that's part of the United Nations mandate that's been given to the foreign governments who buy our water district and be able to control it. How do you think the HIV enzyme systems change? It's from contamination. I've talked about those proteus bacteria for a long time. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's Dr. Wynn Booker, and we're discussing the concept of who will live and die in the new healthcare, global United Nations healthcare system. Now, a lot of these are based upon the corporations that are involved who are feeding the money into these world leaders to support their particular positions. In just a couple minutes, I'm going to give you the name of these companies and what they're doing. And may, of course, have to do with the market and the investment potentials and the rest of it that goes with it. To have a tie-in with the vaccine comment, I'm taking a very broad field of information of vaccine research, and I will go even one step farther that vaccines for HIV are not working, and they have to, you know, they have to start from scratch again to get to develop even another approach, which I've talked about, in changing enzyme systems that hide within the body. I understand that there's an interest with a listener concerning tetanus vaccines on making a trip, and it's a required tetanus vaccine to make a trip. Tetanus vaccines are absolutely important in all kinds of ways. There should be people that want to make trips and keep family records. They should keep track of their vaccine chart to find out when they got their last tetanus shot or their last form of papillomavirus or the last shingles shot or the last form of prostate cancer vaccine shot. They're starting to give those now. You keep a record of those things, and you always work it out that if you haven't had a shot in one of these vaccines for these diseases that are now very easily global, particularly in infectious disease concepts, you need to keep records of that. In fact, I will say this, that I consider a vaccine booklet, a little booklet somewhere you keep as a safe place, is even more valuable now than your estate planning and your investment planning or your will. You should keep it all in the same way, because people are going to different countries today, making their trip, and they're coming back, and there are a lot more people now. They're coming back with all types of viruses, of which they end up dying, or they get tumors of the brain, have increased 7% on all these travels. There's a lot of stuff that's going on out there. And so keep track of your vaccines that you've had taken and you have taken. And definitely get a tetanus shot if you haven't had one in a while. And you go to your physician and you straighten that out with them. And also, keeping a record, I'm repeating myself, but I can't emphasize it enough. You must have a record to keep track of things, because what's happening is the viruses are mutating. And because of all the mutants, the mutagens that are in the air, food, and water, and even in the soil particularly. So this brings me into the whole idea that everything's driven by investment and concept of money interest. And the companies, I'm going to read them real fast. I've analyzed their intellectual property in terms of what I see coming up concerning the discussion that we're having today on the concept of healthcare and globalization of healthcare and the control of the life and death ratios of people and the control of their food. All this is being driven by technology and government investment and personal investment. And also it's driven by trade in terms of the new contracts which these corporations want to put forth, which is why they're supporting a lot of the people that are running for president of the United States. It all has to do, McCain said one thing that's totally correct, but there's more behind the statement than means. It's all about money. It has nothing to do with the concept of who's who and what's what. It's a question of how the money's used, who's backing it, how they're putting forth on it. And you take Royal Philips Electronics. Their moniker on the stock market is PHG, and of course they're going to tie in with Siemens over in Germany, and they're going to tie in with AstraZeneca, AZH, where for the acquisition. These three companies are going to acquire for $15.6 billion. The deal is, I think it'll go through. It's for MedImmune. Now, MedImmune is what I've been talking about for some time. This is going to be the company that will be the global company for the development of the immune vaccines for who lives and who dies for real. So the Royal Philips with Simons with AstraZeneca, we're going to buy MedImmune. And, of course, Simons is also going to purchase and has closed the deal for a takeover of Dade Behring. And Dade has always been the company that controls the containers and syringe loops that go into the administration of immunology, so for the delivery of the drugs. So we can also say that, of course, Merck and Company, MRK is their moniker. They've had to give up their millions of dollars on the Vioxx problem and the misuse and the mishandling of things. And the numbers of people that they killed for sake of $27 billion payout, which was a court decision made on Wednesday of this week. But they're going to go global in a bigger way, and Merck and Company is going to combine with a lot of Japanese pharmaceutical companies. And so for the year 2008, they'll survive the coming recession. So that's being expected, and it's probably already here. I think the recession's already here. And so Biogen IDEC, which is BIJB moniker, they'll have an active market, and they're going in to join with a Chinese firm for the production of the form of blood additives. The drug concepts of the control of the protein substances in the human blood. So that transaction is bigger than Microsoft's attempt to buy Yahoo. ELN is going to be, I think, a good technology stock. That's going to come in. Their intellectual property for Alzheimer's disease is very good and has a better chance of working. There's a multiple sclerosis drug that's going to be used for emerging Crohn's disease, and and that, of course, is when I looked over that, you could see that what they're trying to do is to get around the whole concept of the mutagenic effect. From the water, they're put in money on this is $8 billion on the contaminated water concept and the causes of mutagenic concept of multiple sclerosis. Gilead Sciences (GILD) is a large cap biotech. So large caps, of course, are these are capitalization systems where a lot of venture capital money shifts very quickly. And so what we have here is that Abbott Labs and Becton Dickinson have been around a long time, BDX and Cephalon. These are companies that have a long-term hold on the German market, which will take over most of the American market on life science diagnostic firms, and which will be Allemann, Sagamano, Cubis Pharmaceuticals, Epex Pharmaceuticals, Isis Pharmaceuticals, Martech Biosciences, Seattle Genetics, Meyer Genetics. These are specialized companies that will be part of the small and mid-cap life science diagnostic firms that will control most of the instrumentation for medicine in a very short time. They've been researching it for a long time. And so they're going to be part of the drivers of the diagnostic market for the development of the new socialized medicine that's going to be globally controlled by the United Nations. Do we have a caller from Ohio? Don? Don, are you on air?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Don. Thanks for calling Parker Pathways.
I had called you a while back about the quality of my water. It seemed like, in a very quick time, because we usually had good water, and, it didn't stink or anything like that, and then I was having all these problems, and I was told maybe to put some bicarbonate soda into the system and, get whatever's in there, flushed out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I finally found out what it was, and anybody that has problems with their water is, really starting to stink, besides well water or something like that, that might have that, jump to the subject here. What it was is, it's a three-story house, and I wasn't using the water upstairs for a long time, and it started to back up the water that was not being used back up into the regular system, and that's why, it was making me sick. I mean, I was really getting ill.
Mm-hmm.
And so anybody that has problems with their water, first, drain their lines, and let it run through, different parts of their house that they don't usually run their water to, get any backup and stuff like that, any bacterial and stuff like that. Get it flushed out of their system. They might see an improvement.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good advice. The other aspect of that is called back flushing, and that's that's what you were doing in terms of this. And I think the nitrogen buildup in there is very harmful. And it's a process by which any disinfectant byproduct that's in the water it isn't a question of accumulating, it's a question of changing the chemistry of the pipes. So it's a very good suggestion that you have. And there are some added problems with MTBE, and NDMA, which I talk about in chloramine, causes collateral health damage. And
it causes what kind of damage?
Collateral health damage to the liver and the pancreas and from the drinking water. And what I would suggest that you do to keep yourself along with your good advice here is that to get from the store a little pH strip that you normally use for testing urine. And And what you do is you test your urine to see if
you're alkaline.
Yeah, and that's very important, Don, because a lot of times the accumulation of the nitrates change the chemistry of the pipes, and of course that affects the liver detoxifying that product.
Do you have any affiliation with any of these companies that offer them?
No. No.
Maybe you should put it on your website or something like that.
I know. Well, I know who they are, and I know what they're doing, and I analyze their intellectual property and where you like the companies I just gave before you called on air. If somebody were to take $10 a share and put it in each one, you'd be better than going to a casino because you'd end up getting some kind of return on it. Let me tell you, because these people are playing for keeps. This is real world stuff in terms of how our infrastructure is so totally rotten, and no one's wanting to pay attention to it. They want to put the money into the states, and the states give it to the city councils, and the city councils give it to the developer friends. And it never gets done. It just never gets done. So to get a constitutional amendment to have people to force them to get it done is what I'm all about. And I'm going to be having a website pretty soon. I haven't had a website on purpose because the government for a long time didn't want me to have a website. And made a real effort to try to keep me from having the links from there. On each show, I receive maybe 500 to 800 emails on this subject alone. I probably receive more emails than some and working on these subjects. And what I'm planning to do is I have four projects that I'm working on. One is to do an extensive writing on the subject and have a website But this website's going to be different because I've decided that the hell with the government. You know, I'm going to put down there what should be said. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The time has come, you know. The time has come. We have to do it, Don, because what's going on here, we're being so ripped off in terms of knowledge, money. We're not being told by people who own these companies what the value of the product could be if it was promoted. We're not being told what the foreign governments are trying to tell us in these water districts around America. And what you did with your house can save your life. And I'm not being dramatic. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, we're in, and more people follow this whole idea of making sure the pipes are clean. But there's another thing you got to watch is what's going on with the pipes coming into your house.
Right.
Because the laws have changed. Congress did this. Congress did this, not anymore on the Pelosi House of Representatives person there. You don't own your pipes anymore. Think about that.
Yep.
Listen, Don, thank you very much for calling Parker Pathways. You call again, Don. I want to have more time with you.
Can you talk about charters?
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wayne Parker. We're on the last 5 minutes of our show, and I wanted to mention that the Federal Drug Administration has decided quietly that they're going to start approving drugs again, and they'll just require more proof of their safety, and I think that is an excellent move. We have Richard from the Philippines. Richard, you're on Parker Pathways.
Richard? Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for calling Parker Pathways.
Hi. You're mentioning AIDS previously?
Yes.
Being that I'm in the Philippines, I came across some people from Thailand who claim they had a cure for AIDS.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The company's called Immuniter.
Immuniter?
And they have a website, Immuniter.com, on the website.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
They have one that they're not drugs. They're taken orally, and I guess you can take as many as you want. And they've had great success with it, apparently. They've tested in Thailand, I guess, because it was a big center for AIDS.
Yes, that's right. They have more AIDS in Thailand than any other place in the world.
So they have the V1 for AIDS. They have a V2, well, pills now, for bacterial infections. They have a V3 for cancer, a V4 for allergies, and I have to know for your libido.
Yes, go ahead.
And I don't have AIDS, but I've taken the bacterial and the cancer just for the heck of it.
Sure.
And I just coincidentally cut the heck out of my finger one day with a knife when I was trying to separate some hamburger patties.
Uh-huh.
And I never got an infection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I usually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Infection, soreness. It was not sore. It was not infected, and it healed within 36 hours. And it was
uh-huh.
a deep cut. So I think they work. Myself, I think they work.
Sure.
But
uh-huh.
they're not available in the United States, and you have to go to Thailand to get them, actually.
Yeah.
You've got people bring them over here to us.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to give you my email address. It's kwati@sbcglobal.net. And what I'd like you to do, Richard, is to email me so that we can continue this conversation, because you're bringing up something very important. I have an idea of the drugs that you're talking about. I don't know the company, though. I don't know the company, but I do know the drugs you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, like I said, they're not drugs. You can take as many as you want. There's no side effect.
Yeah. Well, they
work in the mucus of the intestine, from what I've been told.
Yeah, the mucus, yeah. The reason that they're working on this side is they're taking a homeopathy approach, and I think there's something to it. It has to be researched again. See, this kind of thing isn't approved, so... but I think you got. I think there, I'd like to hear from you again about this. I think it's got some real importance. We're going to have to go now, Richard. But I want you to call Parker Pathways again. Will you do that?
Okay.
And we'll talk.
Yes, I will.
We'll talk about this on air again. And make sure you email me. Thank you, Richard. This is the end of Parker Pathways for February 10th, 2008. Make sure that you support our troops. God bless America and all the people out here that are trying to work it from day to day to stay alive. See you next week. Happy Valentine's Day, Michelle.